Protests continue. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. In several cities, in reaction to Friday's Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe versus Wade, police in New York City arresting people blocking streets.
This is the New York City Police Department. You are unlawfully in the roadway and obstructing vehicular traffic.
In Phoenix, police using tear gas to break up a crowd of protesters banging on the doors of the state capitol building. Protests also reported in Denver, Seattle, Los Angeles, and earlier in Chicago.
They gathered by the thousands downtown Chicago and marched through the loop. Overwhelmingly female, demonstrators say the decision of the Supreme Court made them feel disempowered. So they gathered in numbers to feel empowered again, to show lawmakers abortion rights advocates are a powerful voting bloc. The protest has been peaceful. Not only was it supported by police, but Democrat Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker marched with them.
Fox's Mike Tobin. The night of rage threatened for Washington, D.C. by a far-left group has not materialized. In the 6-3 decision, the High Court ruled there was nothing in the Constitution that conveyed a right to abortion, thereby striking down Roe v. Wade from 1973. It frees individual states to decide the issue. Reaction from the White House.
President Biden called out former President Donald Trump, saying that the three justices named by Trump, Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, and Barrett, were at the core of the decision to, quote, upend the scales of justice. When the former president was asked if he takes any credit, he told Fox News, God made the decision. President Biden's own views on abortion have shifted throughout the years, but the president's stance became more progressive. And in light of Roe's reversal, Biden cast abortion rights as a central issue of November's midterm elections.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff at the White House. 16 states have laws in place permitting abortion. The House has passed and sent to the president the Safer Communities Act, the gun control measure written in response to the school shooting 1 month ago in Uvalde, Texas. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Two lawsuits have been filed challenging an Oklahoma law that limits certain public protests.
The American Civil Liberties Union files two lawsuits on behalf of six Oklahoma residents who allege a state law aimed at cracking down on protests is unconstitutionally vague. The law protects motorists from being held liable if they unintentionally injure or kill someone while trying to escape a riot and gives harsher penalties to those blocking vehicles. Five of the six plaintiffs were charged with inciting a riot in Oklahoma City in 2020 and pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge of obstructing an officer. The lawsuits allege the law subjects nonviolent protesters to criminal liability for exercising their First Amendment rights, asking for unspecified nominal amounts in damages. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Up to 40,000 Army National Guard soldiers around the country, about 13% of the force not yet COVID vaccinated, could be forced out of the service if they don't get the shots by Thursday's deadline. A judge in Virginia has signed off on the damage award in Johnny Depp's defamation suit against his former wife. Amber Heard, now on the hook for more than $10 million for suggesting in an editorial that she'd been the victim of domestic abuse. A popular streaming service making more cutbacks.
Netflix has laid off more employees. The streamer let go roughly 300 staffers overall. They employ 11,000 globally, with the bulk of the jobs lost in the U.S. These job cuts coming just a few weeks after the streamer made an initial round of reductions of similar size in May. The company trying to adjust for the huge dip in stock value, close to 70% after it lost 200,000 subscribers at the end of the first quarter. To demonstrate the loss, stocks opened Thursday at $180 per share. In January, they were trading north of $600.
Fox's Michelle Polino. And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.